Especially if three hairs are not together, then enich, that's not called a chatzitz, enich chatzitz. What's going to be shtayim if two hairs are not together? Any day he wasn't sure what the locher is. For Rabbi Yechon says, though, onu and lonu, we hold like this. Elachas, only if one hair is knotted, that's called a chatzitz. Two already, it's loose, that's not called a chatzitz. Omer Rav Yitzchak says, Devator midiraisa, so the nisha has a chatzitza, means something covering her body, that the water does not come on contact with the body. So midiraisa chatzitza is only if the thing covers most of the majority of the body, and also she's marked, but she doesn't want to be there. So it's a big machlokes shown. This gemara is talking about the body. It's talking about the hair. Rashi says even the hair also. The loch of the hair is like said, like a part by itself. That if a hair, what's called the chatzitza, if robe of the hair is covered up with something and she's marked, but that's called the chatzitza. Others learn that it's only one thing, the body and the hair together. The hair could be mitzarev to the robe of the body. Rashi's mashma, no, the hair is a din by itself. That a robe of the hair is covered up, that's called a chatzitza, but providing she has to be makpid, but she does not want that thing to be there. Like knots, she does not want the knots to be in the hair. What's going to be ruboy v'yena makpid olav? Let's say robe of the body, robe of the hair is knotted, but she doesn't care about it. Then midirai says, it's not called a chatzitza. But v'gozva bonamedik zera al ruboy, Shayna makpid, if robe of the hair is knotted together, even though she doesn't mind, Mishum Rubia makpid, the medic Zera, ought to a case where most of it is knotted and she does mind. And who are then Vagozru Amiyata makpid? Let's say Amiyata of the hair has a knot, only one hair has a knot. But if she's makpid, she doesn't want it to be there, the Abana medic Zera, say that's called the Chatzitza, Mishum Rubia makpid, Zera Otto, where the majority is knotted and she's makpid. So Mara says, if so, v'ligz and nam, one of them may also make gzeira muta shena makpid. Even if only one hair is knotted and she's not makpid on it, still it should be gzeira. Mishum miyat ha-makpid, in the case where the miyat and she's makpid on it. So she'll all be nichla in one gzeira. So Mara says, no. He goof a gzeira. In the case we only have a miyat and she's makpid, it's only yosem and rabbonin. If so, v'yanan nekem and nigz gzeira gzeira, usually we say we don't make gzeira gzeira. Therefore, they did not make gzeira on this case. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Nida bizmano ena tevela salabalaila, Nida midiraisa, when she sees down, she's telling me for 7 days, so she has to go to the mikveh first after the 7 days, the night, going into the eighth day, that's when she can go, but not during the seventh day, she's still telling me. But for Shlei bizmano, let's say the eighth day came already, then tevela is the bain b'yoyim bain balaila, midiraisa, she can be told either the eighth by night or by day. Rav Yechon says no, that the Bein Bizmana, Bein Shlei Bizmana, whether it's the seventh or the eighth day, and the Tevela Sela Balayla. And he does not want to go to the mikveh at daytime, only at nighttime. What's the reason? Mishum Smach Bitas, that the daughter will follow the mother's footsteps. As if even though the mother's going on the eighth day, that really midirais is mutam, but the daughter will not know that. The daughter will only know that her mother's going to the mikveh by day. So when she gets older, she'll think also she can go to the mikveh also by day. And she'll think even the seventh day is mutter. Therefore, Midrabanan and Isha should not go to the mikveh by day, only by night. The Yaf Rav, the same thing Rav also, Hodeh Rav retracted. The Yom Rav Chiyah Barash Yom Rav, Nida Bein Mizmana Bein Shlei Mizmana, and Tevela Tzela Balayla. Mishum Svach Bita, he also made this desire of, Mishum Svach Bita and Isha should only go to the mikveh at night time, not by day. Asking Rav Idi Ben Arish, Rav Idi made a special takon in Norish, his city, Lemitzvah, B'yoyim, with the Timnei. He made a special gzeir, a special takon there, that there the Norishim were allowed to go to the mikvah on the eighth day. Mishurma Ayusa, because ladies were afraid to go at night time. There was Ayusa, there were lions around, there was a dangerous place, so the pressure they were afraid to go, so because of this, he was making for them to go by daytime. Rav Acha by Yaakov B'Fufnoi, Rav Acha was Masak in his town B'Fufnoi, Mishum Ganvi. There were robbers around at night. It was dangerous to go to the mikveh at night. So therefore, he was making them to go at 8 by day. Rav Yudu Pompadisa Mishum Tzina. Rav Yudu was making them Pompadisa because it was too cold to go at night. So he was making them to go B'yayim, on the 8th day. Rava was making them B'Mechuzo Mishum Avulei. Also, there were the Rosh Hashori ear. There were the people took care of the gates. They were going there. It was dangerous to go at night. So therefore, he let them go B'yayim. Omalei Rav Popli Rava. Rav Papa said to Rav Ulabaya, Michti, let's see. Ho'idna today, kulay sofik, is obvious shavini rabbonin. Today, we have our Gzeira, we have our Tekonim Yishum Meb Zeira, the Venetia just sees once done, she has a din like a Zava, she has to have Zayinikim. So Rabbanim always make a Tekonim now, but like a Zava. If so, Litfalinu B'yamama Dishvi, Manashach, when she has Zayinikim, it's always past the seventh day of Nidus Midiraisa. So never comes to be Tevel, it's past the seventh day, it's like you already know the eighth or ninth is way after that. So why can't she be Tevel B'yayim today? There's no more Nidus anymore. They're only like Zavis, and a Zava could be Tevel on the seventh day. So my answer is, Mishum to Reb Shimon, when Machum across Reb Shimon's Halacha. The time you've learned like this. Acha Titor means Acha Racha Lekulan. What does that mean to say? Shle Tetum and Masekas B'nayim. Anisha, that was a Zava. She has to count then Zayinikim, and she can't have any interruptions. She sees once in between Zayinikim, just start counting over again. Reb Shimon Oimar Acha Titor means Acha Maisa Titor. That means after the seventh day, Miksa Sayyim, Midiraisa, really she could be Tevel on the seventh day of Zayinikim. Avalom Rechom Reshim itself, the Chom made Exerim and said, no, Avalom Rechomim, also Lassus came, it's awesome the Rabban to do this. Shem Tavlo De Sofik, that she's going to be Tevel B'yayim on the seventh day, maybe she'll come to live with her husband then, and then we're afraid maybe she'll see Dam after that, after she will have Tashmish. And then she's Oikah, she's Tamil and Mafrayah, he'll come out of Bikilkul. So therefore the Rabbanu do not want her to go to the mikvah on the day, but rather to wait till night time. So that's our minig now, the Bezman Azir, Noshim only go to the mikvah at night time and not by day. And even though the Gemara says there are reasons, sometimes they're Masakin, but third they're not Mikkel. Today, Lamaisa, they have mikvahs inside, it's safe. There's no real reason to go beyoim. Of other minig is only, and neither should only go to the mikvah by night. Omer Rav Huna, Isha Chayfefes Biachas B'Shabbos for Tevelos B'Shlishi B'Shabbos. And Isha is allowed to take a shower first on Yom Rishon and go to the mikveh B'Shlishi means Monday night or one day later. Well, why? She can Isha Chayfefes B'Rosh Shabbos or Tevelos B'Mitzvah Shabbos. It happens when Isha has to go to the mikveh B'Mitzvah Shabbos. And we want her, she's L'Chatchila Mashma now, she's supposed to wash herself before she goes to the mikveh that day. But by Shabbos she can't wash herself. So she washes herself Friday. So you see, we'll make her to let her wash herself Friday and go to the mikvah first Mitzvah Shabbos a day later. Suah din b'choil, even though here she could have waited and first washed herself the next day, still we'll make her to say she could wash herself today and go to the mikvah tomorrow. That's what he holds. We'll soon see the halacha how we hold. Huah din, he says also, Isha chafefes biachas b'Shabbos, and Isha could wash herself on the first Yom Rishon. For Tevelos Brevi, and she first go to the mikvah on Tuesday night. Your Lel Ravi B'Shabbos Wash Kanisha Chafefas Berosh Shabbos Tevelos V'Mitzvah Yom Tov Shechal Liyasach Shabbos. Sometimes it happens that Shabbos and Yom Rishon is Yom Tov, so she has to go to the mikvah on Mitzvah Yom Tov on Sunday night. So she's tired. She goes wash herself first on Friday. She has 2 days in between. And who are then Isha Chafefas Berachas Shabbos Tevelos V'Chamishu Shabbos? Sometimes she can wash herself on Sunday and first go to the mikvah on Wednesday night. Why? She can isha chafefes bereshav. Sometimes it happens that she has to wash herself on Friday. For tevela, she can first be tevel Monday night. But mitzoy shnei yom tovim she Rosh Hashanah shechaliyas achra Shabbos. Case Rosh Hashanah comes out on Sunday and Monday, and she has to go to the mikvah first Monday night. So she can't be wash herself on Monday, not on Sunday, not on Shabbos. So it's 3 days in advance she's washing herself. So what did a regular isha also could do the same thing? That's what Rav Huna holds. However, Rav Chisdu Amar no, Kulam Rin, in all these cases is true. When it comes out on Shabbos or on Yom Tov or 2 days Yom Tov, it's true. She washes herself on Friday and goes first then. But Shekain Layam Rin, but in the normal weekday, we don't say she can wait 2 or 3 days. Why? Because Rav Chisdu holds, Heicha Diefshev Shechet Layesh Layesha. Where it's possible to wash herself the day, she has to wash herself the day and then go to the mikveh that night and not wash herself before. Just here on Yom Tov, she can't help herself. There, she's allowed to do it 2 or 3 days before. For Rav Yehimer, Rav Yehimer says, "Afilu shekein nami aminin." He also know that we say shekein also. He also we do learn out efsha mishri efsha. Leva meisha chafefes biyechad b'shabbos tefelos v'chamisha b'shabbos. This he doesn't know from. That isha should wash herself on Sunday and go to the mikvah first Wednesday night. L'maitzoi shnei yom tov mishri Rosh Hashanah sheyachar Shabbos late. So he doesn't know from that. In the case with his 2 days Yom Tov, he does not, she can wash herself Friday. The Yeshua, the Chafepas Belayla, Tevelos Belayla, in such a case, it's better off that she should wash herself, yes, on Mitzvah Yom Tov, and go to the mikveh then. Even though lechatchila we don't like that for us to wash yourself at night time, because we're afraid she won't do such a good job, she'll be in a rush to go to the mikveh already. But in this situation where it comes out Yom Tov 2 days on Sunday and Monday, so then to let her wash herself on Friday and first go to the mikveh on Monday night, that's too late. So in this case, he holds even then she should first wash herself Monday night and go to the mikveh then. Now, how do we hold Dorash Meremer 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 Drosha Hilchasak Rav Chisda? Okay, the Matarot Rav Yehim, we hold like Rav Chisda, that Avada Efsha, we do not learn out Efsha Mishi Efsha, and therefore on a regular weekday, Avada, she should not wash herself a day in advance, but rather that day. And also like Rav Yehim, in the case of 2 days Yom Tov, if the Shabbos, she should be Samech and wash herself, or Maitsoi Yom Tov, and not be Samech on Friday's washing. Now we boil over a question like this. We'll soon see how we fear Zechlam Halacha L'maisa. He boil over a question like this. Isha Masha Tocha Balayla Batitfa Balayla. What's going to be, can Isha first wash herself at night and go to the mikveh that night? Let's say a weekday. Is it alright to wash yourself and go to the mikveh that night? Mazut Roysolds, no, it's no good. We're afraid she won't do a good job. She's too much in a rush to go home already. So we make her wash herself B'yoin. If you have chinun the mesura, sure, he'll know it's okay. It's kedai to wash yourself at night, right before the mikveh, you're better off that way. Oh, malei ravado chinun the mesura, lavhoch yevud, didn't the case happen like this? Bidvei sua di abemori. Now the Bach says the gersa should be here, that oh, malei ravado l'rav mori. That ravado l'mazutra. That ravado is asking the question out to mazutra. You just said it's also to be wash yourself at night. I asked them, Lavhochi Yehud, didn't happen a case like this, Lavhochi Yehudah, Bidveisu the Abba Mori, with the wife of Abba Mori, Resh Kalusa, that the Ikud, she got angry at her husband, and she didn't want to go to the mikveh that night. So also Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Lufayis, Rav Nachman Yitzchak went to Lufayis her, to tell her to go to the mikveh. The Yom Rulei, and when she said back, my Isa Hashta, like, what's your rush? What do you want me to do it right now? Rush says, Malachol Amar Lala, what should I rush right now? Tiski,